Please see our show notes for content warnings related to this episode.
This is Consortium Channel 5, Moonbase Reports and Broadcasts. The Combined Corporate Moonbase Project, a sign of our ongoing success.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
And that's falling into place. Check that off the old to-do list, boss. Let's open file ESM-27 again. Show me the projections and the distribution channels. Good deal there. Shoot. I need to get that written. I hope the actors are still on retainer. This one should get a bit swankier. Maybe they're celebrating something. Birthday, promotion, anniversary. Ensoyment gold for special meals and special moments. Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. Let's get that done today.
Buon pomeriggio. Come posso esserle utile oggi?
What has he done to you?
Su richiesta, possiamo preparare anche piatti vegetariani.
All right, I'm letting myself in. You may be the last active office in this wing, but that doesn't mean you own the place.
Mix Parker, how nice of you to come all this way.
Funny how certain equipment has migrated to your outer office.
You said I stay here and do the work you sent me. I can't do that without the right tools.
Of course.
Not that you've sent anything our way recently. Is that why you're here?
Oh, you'll find out why I'm here. But observe the goddamn pleasantries. Offer me a chair. Get me a decent coffee. I know you've fixed that little supply issue, but the beans haven't made their way to my office yet.
I'll see to that right away. Must have been a mix-up. Please, take a seat.
Come posso aiutarla?
Due caffè, per favore, roba buona.
Subito.
I can order in 6 different languages now.
Uh-huh.
Uno de caffinato. That should meet the standard business etiquette. So what brings you down to our level?
I'll wait for the coffee. And what's this? You're aware of the ban on handwritten paperwork.
Nothing official, just to-do lists, notes to myself.
I see. Review conglomerate, some sort of squiggle. I don't know how you read your own handwriting. Ensoyment gold. You're still on that old horse. I zeroed out that budget.
We've scaled back, diverted some revenue. I'm writing the ads myself. Here we are. Cream and sugar on the tray if you need them.
I don't.
If you're waiting on reports, I've kept your office copied on everything I've filed since our...
The consortium has decided to pull out.
Sir?
All official offices in the Rio Sao Paulo enclave will cease operations as of this week. Well, I expected you'd have something to say to that.
I mean, I've got eyes. It's not a shock. I assume there's more to it.
This doesn't mean you're off the hook. I promised you'll be here until the day you die. and I've made sure that promise holds.
I'd expect nothing less.
Remaining work will be integrated with our recycling subdivision, to which you'll be assigned indefinitely. Our holdings will be transformed into a landfill facility, which I'd imagine you'll have a hand in running. You'll be digging through the trash here for a very long time.
I see.
That will be your only project. Your sole responsibility. We're removing every supply line, all communication channels. We'll leave you with water and power, but that's about all you're getting. I know you thought you could rebuild some little empire while I watched the bigger picture, but I'm cutting all your strings.
And you believe that's going to shut me down?
No, goddamn you, I don't. But that's what I promised them I would do before I sever my own ties with the organization.
Wait, what's that now?
You're going to be someone else's problem. And while they'll get my full files, it'll take some time before they're read. Feel free to fight the power as you wish.
That's a cavalier attitude. Are we heading off to our mountain, Monica?
Mix Parker. I'm not gone yet. And where I'm going is no business of yours. Not that you'll have any business, officially, from this point.
I heard you. I'm on my own. This message will self-destruct and so on. You just seem particularly disinterested.
And why would that be? As you mentioned in our charming previous conversation, I've signed off on every action from this office, and now it's been abandoned as a trash pile. That's not going to be wonderful for my future prospects.
Every executive has that in their backstory somewhere. You know how I started up north. You'll land on your feet.
In your little underhanded web, is there anyone who specializes in missing persons?
That depends. Unofficially, I could reach out. Who are we missing?
Look, this is... Keep this quiet, or... It doesn't matter. At this point, it doesn't really matter. I've got a child. Off the books. Outside the consortium's records. I've always wanted them to stay far from my professional life. For their good and for mine. I know, that makes me one hell of a mother. Go on and say it. Now that things are in flux, I wanted to reach out. And it seems they've gone further afield than usual. I don't know how to find them. If that's on purpose, fair enough, and I'll adjust expectations, but...
Of course, you want to know.
I just want to know. I can't offer you anything. I suppose I could pay you.
Come on. I'm not that much of a villain. I'll help if I can.
Thank you. I suppose that's official and personal business concluded. I'll be on my way. Thank you for the coffee, even though I tasted what you did there. Best of luck on whatever comes next. I'll bet you wish you'd gone to the moon in person.
Take care, Mix Parker.
Buona giornata. Continuate a guardare la luna.
All right, connect me with Daniels. Full security protocols.
What have you got for me, sir?
I just had an interesting conversation with Monica Parker.
She came all the way to the basement.
To my offices, yes.
You've got more than one now?
The point is, my sources were right. She's on her way out, and that means it's our time. We're closing in on the end game.
Really?
It's time to play all my cards, call in all my markers.
You were so, so close that time.
It's time to settle all family business.
Whoa, now you're way off. You know I'm not even in place yet.
Well, get on that. You shouldn't have any problems. The riders owe me.
It won't be long. You really think you're ready? She won't be watching you?
She's got her own worries, it turns out. I might be able to play that to my advantage as well. Another thread in my... How did she say it? Underhanded web.
You like like that image just a little too much.
I'll be pulling all those threads pretty soon.
You do know how to mix your metaphors.
Never mind. You've got the word Monica's on her way out, and that leaves a pretty big gap we can step right into if we're ready for the moment. So get to your final destination, grab onto that thread, and get ready.
Grab the thread. Got it.
You haven't heard anything else, have you?
You're the one who sent the messages. You'd know better than I would.
Just thought I'd check. You're still my man on the moon.
Not a man, not on the moon. But I'll let you know if I hear anything back.
You do that. We're the only ones who know that that base is waking up. We've got to keep it on our side.
We'll get that added to the list. Visits to the polar power arrays. Wilder, I assume you'll handle that yourself?
Since it was my report and it's my department, I figured yes.
I'd be happy to take care of it.
Good day, sir.
All right, leaving that with maintenance, however it shakes out. Assuming we ever solve the rover issue. Tumnus, do we have access to those yet? Tumnus?
I'm sorry, just a moment. The rover thing, yes.
Red Rover. Send Tumnus on over.
Would you please?
Rover thing, I have that on my...
We can touch base later.
I thought the point of these meetings was to talk things out publicly.
I said good day.
Kids. Moving on.
At least makes sense when you insult me.
Jackson, you had a few updates?
Yes. There are some aspects in development. Medic Pacey is looking at the notes on renewing bone mass, reducing muscle atrophy.
There's some interesting stuff in theory. I don't know who was doing her research. It wasn't me, and it definitely couldn't have been my colleagues prior to the shutdown. But there's some good stuff.
Is looking at the notes, and Wilder is testing some updates to the base recycling system.
Right. Wilder.
For myself, when I'm not busy in the kitchen...
No one's complaining about that.
The farm is back to full capacity. We've been experimenting with new crops, myself and Dr. Ray.
Happy to be of service.
With Ashwini, crops that may provide additional yield and nutritional variety. I spoke to Dr. Ringling about access to the genetic archives for additional cultivars or hybrids that we could try, and I don't know what's happened from there. No reply yet.
Chris, what's the progress on that?
Wake up. It's science time.
Yes, I processed that request as per standard procedure, logged and distributed to representatives of the appropriate discipline, which would be Dr. Just and Dr. Serrano. Who, I don't see at this meeting. Edwin? Jules? Tumnus, could you request that they...
I'll go track them down.
They might be in the kitchen. It is muffin day.
To be fair, we are meeting in their workspace. You're sitting at Dr. Just's station right now.
I know, the other one had a... threatening note for anyone who came too close. I'm sorry, Jackson, we'll come back to that point. Was there more?
There's one thing more. We're running out of space.
Could we expand on that? I figured space is the one thing we've got in spades, because, you know, outside, space, space!
Can't you spread out a little? There's got to be room. Half the crew is still, you know...
Two-thirds, but it's not just the room. It's equipment and maintaining the appropriate temperature and humidity for growth in the farm's case. And for further development from Ness's notes, we need,
Okay, but if you're talking about expanding our structural footprint, I have some concerns.
That's not exactly the plan. Work to be done. Work to be done.
I think I can expand on that a little. Can I have the floor?
And a table, if you want. Just avoid the one with the hedgehogs.
We talked about checking out the poles, and
I'm expecting we'll find quite a few panels down when that happens. And we're doing okay with food, thanks to Jackson, but we're gonna need other supplies to keep things running, and probably other people with special skills when those supplies run low. Point is, we're getting to where we gotta talk about the other bases. Alpha through whatever comes before Theta. We got to talk about waking them up.
What? You're kidding, right?
Wait, what? We didn't talk about that. I didn't see that on the agenda.
We can't even keep this base together.
Won't that require the rovers we don't have?
It does assume we fix the rover situation. Though, I think that fix is coming. And Zhang? Well, that's the damn point. We need help to keep things together. Tumnus, tell him. This was all in Ness's notes.
Right. The idea was that one base alone couldn't maintain sustainability. We'd need the other bases to consolidate supplies, to rotate specialists and services. Certain bases might even specialize. There might be a farming base, a communications base, a base devoted to scientific research or mining.
There you go. It's the obvious next step. Now, as to how to make that happen...
Just a minute. We're still working as a group, right? We didn't trade one cabal for another. Let's talk the damn thing over before we trample on.
Right. Let's talk it all over.
Z has a point. This would be new business, which generally falls at the end of the...
Don't help me. Mouthpiece of the previous power structure.
Okay, while I admire your convictions...
How dare you?
How dare you, Doctor?
Hold on now, everyone. I was trying to talk things out.
Roger, aren't you in charge? Do something.
Yeah, well, the thing is, look, Wilder, this obviously struck a nerve. Can we give folks a chance to think it over? Maybe loop back around next meeting?
Look, we need to... We can't just... Damn it. Fine. Haters gonna hate.
Of course. Everyone, put some thought into that until next meeting. Sit down and have a think.
Speaking of sitting down, I hate to be the one to bring up accessibility issues, but do we have to have these meetings in the lab? It's basically standing room only. Or those stools, which are even worse. I keep leaning harder on my crutches, and you folks keep not noticing, so...
I would be more comfortable sitting down, too.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, is there... Did you have a suggestion?
Why can't we just use the bunk room?
Anyone have a problem with that? All right, then. Next time, in the bunk room. Everyone remember to pick up your socks. I think that's enough for today. Until next time, kiddos.
And that is not how you adjourn a meeting. Do you read any of my memos?
It's okay. At least they're trying, you know?
Ashwini, can I, buy you dinner?
Buy me?
Make you dinner. I thought that would be charming.
I'm not saying I wasn't charmed.
Roger, we're gonna have a talk.
I'm not surprised. Should I meet you at the closet?
And Tumnus, you were all over the place, and none of them were places that I needed you.
I'm sorry. I've been a little distracted. There are some things Ashwini shared with me. Wait. Roger, immediate alert on the storage level.
Already? I thought we had until...
Full revival is imminent.
I'm already gone.
Wait, what? Revival? You're doing it now? You already did it? Without telling me.
Wilder, wait a minute.
What the hell? What the hell?
No. No, that's... That's not what I... Why was she even... Move. Move! I can't... Not out of there. Oh, Caesar, you. Help her. serait sage. C'est promis, c'est vrai. Je ne fumerai plus, Maria. Je ne la laisse pas. C'est quoi ce bordel? Where? What? How did I wind up? What kind of shit is this? Is this still... Why can't I move? Why can't I move? Who's out there? Who fucking did this to me? Oh, Kita de Brun. Bring your goddamn face close enough to... It's still... This is still the base. It's gotta be. It's still the moon. And that means... What did you fuckers do to me? All right, Langlois. Breathe. Fucking breathe. Olfactory. No olfactory down here. God damn it. I need something to happen. When they come back, even if I can't get up, I can... Yes! That's gonna bring somebody soon. Just wait. Ready to strike.
Roger! Roger, get here quick! He's broken off the coolant inlet valve!
Who the hell is that? Who the hell are you? Wilder? Maria? Nessa?
Oh, shit. Is that... Are you okay? Is he okay? I ran all the way.
Should I call Medic Pacey?
For God, oh, Fisher. What the hell did you do to me? What's going on? Status report.
Just hang on there. Everybody needs a bit of time post-revival.
Status report. What's going on? What's the situation? Why are you still awake? Was that your plan the whole time?
Look, just... It's better to take it easy. Your legs aren't gonna work yet. You probably aren't seeing right. Tomna said you broke the... Fuck, where'd you get up?
I told you, he broke off the ductwork.
Hold the fuck on a minute, all right?
I will when you give me a goddamn status report. This is an official request for base security. Don't make me...
What, lunge at me again? All I have to stay is a meter away.
Tell me. What's going on? Who's awake? What do they know? Is it the consortium? Did they send someone up? Is there anything from the other side? Maria, is Maria okay? Oh, Meld, my head is killing me.
Here, look. Drop that thing and I'll come closer. I'll help you out of there, okay? All right. You should be getting some feeling back in your legs by now, right? Just lean on my shoulder.
Don't. I can do it. Hands off.
God damn it. If you could do it, I'd let you. Sit down. Make everything more difficult than it needs to be. You know that?
Don't touch me.
I mean, most people don't come out of it this hard. Here, rehydrate.
I don't think I ever went in. I'd never stopped. It was like I was half asleep. I could still think and think.
I don't think that's how it works. Tumnus?
Technically, no.
Technically?
Who is that? I've never heard that voice before.
Okay, where do I even start?
All right, y'all better not get in my way. I've been waiting for this.
Just hold on.
Wilder? Oh, shit. Wilder?
You better, oh, shit, Wilder. And don't give me that what year is it look. You know what's going on. You're lucky I held off this long.
Wilder, we think Officer Langlois might be...
No.
Listen for a minute.
Don't you fucking even. You know what he did. You know what you did. I'd say I've got the only moral authority in this room. Now, you...
Wilder, I want to start by saying...
Shut your lying mouth. You'll talk after I say what I've got to say. You just... Damn it. I don't even... You know what you did, though I can't figure out why. Didn't you screw with us enough as it is? Was it because they ordered you, or did your own little scumbag brain come up with it? Did you know it was gonna keep me from...
Wilder, damn it, he can't breathe.
Look me in the eye while I talk to you. did you know? And you're gonna answer me, but good after this one, bucko. Did you know it was gonna keep me from saving Nessa? Jesus, I need to sit down. Well, start your talking.
Jesus.
I'm waiting.
I did it. I asked them for the virus, but it was my idea. You were tagged as a security risk before I got here, and they tell us in training to work out creative solutions. You were mine.
You son of a...
I didn't know what it would do. I thought you'd just go a little haywire and stay out of my... But I didn't care either. They admired my innovation. They thought I was the guy for a day or two. But I didn't. I wouldn't. Je le jure sur ma tête. Not Nessa.
No, just me. That's gonna get you a lot of brownie points.
Not Nessa. Not Nessa.
Welder, back off a little.
Screw that noise. Not Nessa. But you sent a goddamn report down on her, didn't ya? Roger squealed on that part.
Hey!
What did you tell them? What did you say about her?
She was sending messages to her family all the time, talking about her work, about me. I said she was a security risk. Trade secrets, whatever would trigger a review. I thought they'd send her home or put her in a stasis and I'd be... It'd be... easier.
You didn't care what happened, just as long as she was out of the way.
I was in love with her.
Well, she didn't love you. That's the one thing that makes me feel better. Wait a minute. Talking about her work, did you tell them about the plan? Do they know she had a plan? Answer me, you goddamn robot. You say you loved her. Did you ruin her work? Do they know about the plan?
Wilder!
All right, I'm stopping this.
You're gonna stop me.
If I have to. Look, he is a shit, and you definitely owe him. Just take a break for now.
Answer me, and you can have your break for now. Did you tell them about the plan?
I don't know what you're talking about. What plan?
The plan. The only plan. Nessa's plan.
I don't know anything about a plan. Oh, my head... I need my olfactory.
All right. Are you done now?
Whatever. You'll know about it soon. You're working for us now. We'll make use of you. I got things to do.
Oh.
All right. Up we go. Back in the chair. She's got a lot of reason to be angry.
How did she know all of that? Did you open my files?
What? You told me. You don't remember that last message telling me where to find everything and about your sister? You don't remember?
Are you sure?
Roger, the way he's reacting, that's not just the stasis.
No, it's not just that.
You sound like you have some idea.
A little too much.
Oh, can I go lie down somewhere? Is that okay?
I'll walk you to the infirmary. Tumnus, maybe give Pacey a heads up.
Of course.
I still don't know that voice.
I'll explain as we go. We've got things to talk about, I think.
That's where my data runs a little low. Nessa never had the chance to send back her findings, and I'm not sure she had the time to integrate my results. But you can see that the basis is sound in all aspects. Following these plans, combining what I've done on Earth with her work up there... If your interest in the moon base includes sustainability...
Oh, I think it definitely does.
Then you definitely need her plan. You need Meep.
I'll probably call it something else when I present it to my people, but it's really impressive. And we do want to make use of those bases. This was never just about salvage.
That's good to hear.
I mean, especially now, with Roger still up there.
There's some really cutting-edge stuff in there on power conservation. And crop growth.
Could I get a copy of your notes?
Of course. They're yours.
So what do you think? I always bring you in the good stuff.
All the tech makes sense if Alex vouches for her. I think it slots really smoothly into our plans. We just wanted to get there. We don't really have a plan for what comes next, but this idea for what we could make of things, that's critical. That's crucial. It's getting a lot harder down here. There's more and more pressure from the megas. We're putting all our production cycles into this. It's got to deploy successfully. We can definitely work with you on integration.
I am all about integration.
I might also be able to assist with the coding. That was my main focus before. Construction and maintenance bots.
That definitely carries over. Alex, you could probably use help preparing at ground level.
The trenches are dug, but there's a lot more site work to be done.
Same goes for expanding the power grid.
Let's bring your people here in on that.
Always at your disposal.
Elena, I'll make your security status permanent right now. Just let me know what else you need.
Well, I'd really like to be on that flight.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's a little bit...
A lot of this critical, crucial knowledge is in my head. No one else knows the full reach of the plan. It was only Nessa and I. I need to get up there.
Well, I'll talk to some of the other seniors here, see what I can do. We've got our own candidates.
It would make a big difference in the integration.
If you need our people, our plan, so badly, don't we deserve a seat?
I'll see what I can do.
Just remember, kiddos, I call shotgun.
Wait, you're going?
Wouldn't miss it for the world, amigo. I've taken all of the pilot training.
We have a list of candidates. Addy is certainly on that list. Elena, if you send me that presentation, I'll make sure it's posted to the intra, and I'll talk to the other seniors. You can find me down on the floor if you need anything else.
I'll be in touch.
And that's it, folks. You're in.
Good deal.
Absolutely.
And you're welcome.
We should talk to Madi, Sarah. See who else we can use on the inside.
The more the merrier.
You're really going to go up there?
If they let me. No. I'm going.
You're really going up there.
Woohoo! That was one hell of a meeting. Let's get out of here. I need to stretch my legs and get about a dozen drinks.
Thanks for returning to Moonbase Theta Out with Lehman Kessler, Jen Ponton, Tina Daniels, Tozamon, Shireen Lana Yunus, Cole Burkhart, Namia Nguyen, Dallas Wheatley, Teddy Hannah Drullard, Sarah Ray Werner, Gabrielle Tanico, Leslie Gideon, Jazz LaFond, Robin Regalado, Philomena Sherwood, DJ Silvis, Shade Oyemakinawa, Neris Howell, and Christy Bolton. And the return of Cass McPhee as Michelle Langlois. The consortium announcer is played by Evan Tess Murray. Sound design and editing by Will Gianetta. Written by DJ Silvis and produced by DJ Silvis and Cass McPhee. Our associate producers are Timothy Legrone, Marty Chidorik, and Sarah Mueller. A huge thank you to all of our Season 3 supporters on Seed and Spark. Our final audio shout-out goes to Esther Brown. We're so thankful for all of your amazing support. Esther didn't have a personal project to promote, so she generously requested that we shout out her friend Jamie and their website, menstrualfolks.ca, menstrualfolx.ca. If you want to help to make the show possible, you could join our Moon Superhero Patreon backers, starting from $1 a month. It means so much to us, and you get early episode access, weekly behind-the-scenes updates, and bonus content as a thank you. Go to patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. Our theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. Transcripts, cast bios, additional music attribution, and more are found on our website, monkeymanproductions.com. Looking for other great audio drama? Visit fableandfolly.com to learn all about the other shows on our network. Today we're going to recommend a show that's not audio fiction, but I think you'll understand the reason why when you hear. The Tartan Tardigrade is a podcast by the UK Centre for Astrobiology, out of the University of Edinburgh, thus the name. And it's definitely deep science, but it's absolutely fascinating if you've got an interest in how life might develop elsewhere in the universe. That's Tartan, as in fabric, Tardigrade, as in tardigrade. Don't need to explain that again. Give it a listen. Countdown is at 3 episodes left in the season. And the next one, well, all I can say is that big stuff happens. Get caught up, tell your friends, tell your nemeses, and keep watching the moon.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Welcome to Magenta Presents, a new horror anthology hosted by me, Madame Magenta. We begin with the 5-part miniseries Ghosted, starring Beth Eyre and Lucy Roslin. Perched on a rain-battered cliff edge is a former lighthouse.
It's a charming, quirky boutique hotel.
Owner and sole occupant Beth has spent months renovating, absorbing its essence into her bones.
It's an old building. You'll get used to it.
But to Beth's horror, her first guest is a figure from a past she has tried to forget.
Kira?
Beth?
What the fuck?
Face to face for the first time in years, the pair must reckon with old mistakes, old grievances.
Beth, speak to me.
Shut up. And something else.
Oh, I can't bear it. What is that noise?
Because the lighthouse has a past too.
Beth. He's right there.
Why is there blood on your hands?
We need to get out of here.
Kira. Kira.
I can still see him.
Subscribe to Magenta Presents wherever you listen to podcasts. See you soon, fans of the esoteric. Bye!